Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 8:29. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. That means we have Lyon County Election Officer / County Clerk Tammy Vopot joining us to talk about the election.
Tammy, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right. How busy are you here on this last morning of the advance voting process?
Gosh, we're a little bit busy this morning, guys. Yeah, we're setting up to deploy our equipment out to be set up and ready for our polling places for tomorrow morning. We are doing advance voting here in the clerk's office from 8 to noon today. So if you need to vote in person and you want to get it done today, be here before noon and get your voting done.
Well, obviously, with getting the voting machines in place, this is a very busy day for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. But it goes, we have a good process, and it goes pretty smooth.
So how many machines will be deployed, Tammy?
I don't have the exact count, but it's probably close to 85 or 90.
That's a hefty list. And
it is.
We've already talked about it, that the polling place locations are locked in. They're not changing any at all here this cycle versus past cycles. Besides that, though, for folks that are going to be voting tomorrow, and we've talked about the advance voting process, I think, enough here the last couple of weeks, but for those that are voting tomorrow, what do they need to bring with them?
Simply their photo ID. That's all you need to go vote. And most people have it when they have, you know, their driver's license when they drive to the polling site, so shouldn't be anything extra they need to take.
Okay, that simple, that easy. And I know that you had your poll workers in for election school last week, right?
Boy, I tell you what, yes, I have 85 maybe election board workers that are fully trained as the statutes require us to do, and they soaked up all that information and they are ready to go.
And there's no sliding by election school either, folks. No matter how many election schools you have been to, you must attend. That's the rules, right?
That's the law, and so we follow the election laws. Absolutely. I don't want to be in trouble for that.
So, oh, boy.
And, you know, they're really good. I can't thank them enough for sticking with me and being there for training and working the election for me. They're great people, and I'm very proud and blessed to be working with them.
I have to ask Tammy here, and it's something that we haven't addressed here with this particular election cycle, but clearly elections from a couple of years ago are still on the minds of a lot of people, specifically at the national level. How secure is the Lyon County election system at this point in time going into tomorrow?
I just want to make sure that everyone understands that we are a program, a PYO, which means program your own, and we program our own ballots in-house. That means that my staff is trained on this process. We build the ballot. We put the names on the ballot. We don't send that information out, and no one touches our ballots. Same thing with the Internet. We're not hooked to the Internet in any way, shape, or form, other than our poll books, which are under a secure network, and the only information that is for is so that we can prevent anyone from double voting. That information that is on the Internet is only name and address file, which is public record, and anyone can get that if they requested it.
All right, a number of local races in Lyon County are up for grabs, so these are very important. This is what runs our communities, folks. These people get a lot of say, and it's your say who gets that say. So get out to the polls if you have not, advance voted, and make your voice heard tomorrow. So I'm just going to heave this at you. I'm sorry I didn't prepare you for this, Tammy.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
So how many registered voters do we have here in Lyon County?
20,077.
See, you're on top of your game.
Right? Yeah. What else do you have, Ron? I'm right here.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to say this. We are now, as of today, around a 4% turnout. That is really, really slim. And I would love for people to get out and vote and get those numbers up. And like we've talked about before, this is a really important election that we're going to elect our city leaders and our school board leaders, and that's a big deal. It is a big deal, so check out the candidates, get out and vote, and let's all have a say in how we run our community.
So 4%, pretty light in comparison to elections, fall elections in the past, Tammy?
Yes. I think that we've had maybe between 18 to 20 is about the average on a city school election, okay. And it's a little bit embarrassing.
Well put.
It's well said.
Well put.
Sobering, but well said.
I'll tell you what, if you are a registered voter, please get out and cast your votes here tomorrow. So the polls open when, Tammy?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. And I have to ask here, Tammy, for folks that don't see behind the curtain here, what is it like for your election officers after the polls close, and what is Wednesday going to be like for your guys?
Well, it's a crazy day on Election Day, and, you know, everybody thinks we only work one day on Election Day, but that's not so true. Election night is very, very busy. All of my supervising judges bring their equipment back in, their supplies. We get the results out, you know, very quickly on election night. The next day is getting our equipment returned to our supply room, and then we also have we draw for an audit. We have a post-election audit on the 9th, and then we've got the Veterans Day holiday on the 10th. But then on the 15th of November is the canvas, and the canvas is that is when I and my staff will present the results of the election to the Board of Canvassers. And following that, on the 17th, we have a public test for post-election equipment. So we're not done for another, you know, week and a half after the election.
Well, we appreciate all you do. We know that
you're
on top of it, Tammy. And thanks for all the time you give us. And I'm sure we will be in touch here over the next 48 hours or so.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy.
Okay,
appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tammy Beaupont, Lyon County Clerk and Lyon County Election Officer. She does good work.
She does great work.
Her and her team, yeah.
Yeah, they're well-trained. They're ready to go and handle, you know, your voting questions and concerns with a smile and with a plumb. But we got to get out and vote. It's an important election. Don't forget that advance voting closes at noon today. The general election, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Our election coverage starts around 7:05 tomorrow night.
KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com. It is 836, 54 degrees. Stay tuned. Headlines on the way.
It's time for the KVOE, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 Mitten Trees. An opportunity to do something special for someone less fortunate. Mitten Trees are at 7 host locations. Through your generosity and caring, we hope to have these Mitten Trees adorned with lots of mittens, gloves, and scarves to help some happy hearts have warm hands. We ask you to stop by the location most convenient to you and hang your gift on the tree. The host locations are
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50, Brown Shoe Fit, 603 Commercial, the Emporia Public Library, 110 East 6th, compliments of Cargill, IHOP, 2831 West 18th, Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Next Tech Wireless on Industrial in the Flint Hills Mall, and Trox Gallery and Gifts and Gravel City Roasters, 715 Commercial.
On December 7th, we'll present your donations to SOS, Spartan Stop, and the Salvation Army for distribution. KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 thank the host businesses.